This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday ruled unanimously states cannot invoke a Civil War-era constitutional provision to keep Donald Trump or any other candidate off the ballot, saying only Congress has that power. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The ruling ends bids by dozens of states to end the Trump candidacy.
I think it's a very big day for America.
Trump says it's the right decision, one that'll be talked about for centuries.
The voters can take the person out of the race very quickly, but a court shouldn't be doing that, and the Supreme Court saw that.
What political analyst Chris Galdieri at St. Anselm College thinks the court saw is a politically fraught case.
Just not wanting any part of this particular hot potato.
The court will hear arguments next month on whether Trump can be prosecuted on election interference charges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hamas and Egyptian mediators said on Monday they were pressing on with talks in Cairo on securing a ceasefire in Gaza, despite Israel's decision not to send a delegation. As Washington pressed again for a truce, the release of hostages, and a plan to alleviate the humanitarian catastrophe, the ceasefire talks, which began on Sunday, are billed as a final hurdle on the way to securing the first extended ceasefire of the five-month-old war in time for the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan, which begins on Sunday. A team of United Nations experts reported on Monday there were reasonable grounds to believe sexual violence occurred during the October 7th attack on Israel by U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants.
And in most of these incidents, victims were first subjected to rape and then killed. And at least two incidents relate to the rape of women's corpses.
UN Special Envoy Pramila Patton, this is VOA News.